Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two Jews, no giant Jewish space laser.
Yeah, aka, let me get this one right here. David's a fan of sass and shitty beefs, and he's an avid stan of the Kansas City Chiefs. That I think was for Dave Koechner. There you go.
Hey, look at that.
Huddletron, aka the AKA guy, always coming in. And now just reaching out to guests, friends, fans.
It's so great.
He's our Uncle Eddie.
Everybody. He's engaging everybody. We love doing this show. We're going to continue to try and do it. We're a little out ahead. So if things happen in the world and we miss them, it's because we're trying to still give you daily content while continuing to write our show, the scripts, with hopes of getting that show picked up. Every time we mention it, we feel like we're taking away the chance.
I know. And okay, let me just say that this shirt is like our favorite brand of clothes, Faherty. I love Faherty so much.
They're the best. Those dudes are the best. We love the brand. We support them.
So I want to tell this story as we start this episode because I love this shirt and I went out to Faherty because I had gotten something that didn't fit me and I was like, okay, I'm going to go out and exchange it for something. So I went out and I didn't have this Legend sweater shirt, which is so stretchy and great. And so I went and I saw it there and I put on a large, which is what size I am in this typically. I'm kind of between a medium and large now.
Large is a little big now.
A little big, but I put on the large and I'm like, man, this fits better than it's ever fit. It is weird. The buttons go a different direction. Like the buttons go this way as opposed to that way, which most buttons go, but maybe that's just a new thing they're doing. I don't know. I put it on and the guy, and it fit better than any, like it hangs better. It fits better than any of these that I've gotten because I've lost some weight and it's in between. And the guys at the store said, it's a woman's shirt. We just accidentally put it in the wrong area. So I bought and I was like, I'm keeping it. I don't care. This is
you're a woman's large.
I'm a woman's. That's what I understand about myself. I'm a woman's large. This is like when Michael Scott bought the
suit,
the woman's suit on The Office.
You saw that.
No buttons or whatever it was. It's like the anti.
No pockets.
It was like an anti draft day suit.
Yeah.
You know, you see like the draft day suit from the 90s. They're just.
And he loved it. He made him feel so good. Right.
So I feel like this is my Michael Scott shirt. It makes me feel so
good. Good. I love it.
So well,
you look
great.
All right, let's say you look good enough to get into a story. So let's do that.
So we just celebrated our birthday with no party
for the first time
this past month.
Maybe ever. I'll say it. I'll just say it. We enjoy a good birthday party if that makes us seem like we're a little.
It does seem a bit frivolous to continue to have birthday parties in your 40s, but who cares?
Maybe.
I like having an excuse to get people together.
So,
all right.
Okay. So what's really wrong about it? We like to get a group of people together. Sometimes friends from different groups of people together, and
make
then we make a memory. It's community.
We're
building.
Community builders. That's what we do with this show. That's what we do with our friends and our circles of friends. That's all we wanted out of this year, and we couldn't do it. So we said, you know what? this is not a year to do it. We did one last year, and it was unbelievable. We did it on the karaoke RV. We were tight quarters. We went all night. It was amazing.
Okay. We obviously don't want to spread COVID to our friends or right. have that spread, so right. nor is it so important to us. We just explained how important it is to us.
How much we love it.
But then we also know that we can miss one.
It's stupid.
It's stupid to try and push it in.
It's an asinine thing to think like that, that you have to have it.
It is selfish and it is entitled.
Even if you miss having the party, that doesn't mean you should do it.
Even if it means everything, means the world to me to have the, there's going to be a next year.
We hope.
If you have the party, maybe you don't have a next year.
That's right. So let's try and do our best to get to the party next year.
Well, that's not the attitude of some idiots in England.
Yep.
Britidiots.
Let's call them.
British idiots are Britidiots.
Anglo fuckheads. Here we go.
And here's what we're in for. All right, let's dive into this story.
Okay.
A group of people caught throwing a party in Southeast England told police they were, quote, unaware of the coronavirus pandemic because they don't follow the news.
Okay. Come on.
That is some next level excusery.
Right.
Am I right?
I don't follow that. This is, again, I would hate to go back to the time when our Aunt Rita said, you know who I don't like? That Jay Leno. Who has only read, yes, it reads like Reno, but it's Jay Leno. Who has never heard his voice? You can't claim that
you've never heard his name spoken.
Can't say that you haven't heard about this global.
Even the Amish know Jay Leno, and even the Amish know about COVID-19.
That's
right. I guarantee you.
And
they know.
Think both things are dangerous to society.
That's not a my Twitter account got hacked level excuse. That's a I had no idea what I wrote and posted on Twitter went out to the public
level.
I didn't know that
excuse.
When I tweet it goes out into the world.
That should hold up in court, and by court we mean the court of public opinion.
I would say that every judge in the world would shoot that. Judge Reinhold
would shoot it down.
Would shoot this
That's
down.
That's right.
According to police in Hampshire, officers responded to an incident in Basingstoke.
Okay, Basingstoke is like
the most British.
You can't get it. Basingstoke is so British, it makes Hampshire look like Hampshire.
Basingstoke sounds like the name of Sting's castle.
Yeah. Basingstoke,
and he has two wolves out
front.
Yeah,
just you know the wolves at Basingstoke?
Yeah, we got to keep them at bay.
Got to keep them at bay.
After numerous reports of a party at a residence breaching COVID-19 rules that forbid mixing with other households.
Yeah.
Tell them it's a neighborhood watch meeting. With drinks.
And swinging. And a key party.
Numerous reports.
So this was not a small party.
It's not a small party, and you're not keeping it to yourself. You're not trying to hide it at all.
Oh, by the way, the new worst strain of COVID-19 is from England.
So after speaking to the occupants, police say the host claimed they were unaware of the global pandemic as they never watched the news.
Oh, my God. Shut the hell up. You have to be kidding me.
So you are aware that it is on the news, though.
But... you're not.
There's a logic issue.
Wait.
If you're aware that the only way you can find out about it is that it's on the news,
but that you don't.
You might be aware that that's on the news.
Mm-hmm. How do you know it's on the news if you don't watch the news?
Vice World News reached out to Hampshire police, who confirmed that the officers responded to reports of a party at a residential property on Saturday night. Well, at least this is happening in England, where they didn't just find the most contagious strain.
That's what I was saying. Oh, my God.
Oh. Officers spoke to the individuals inside the property who were advised about the current government guidance. Mm-hmm. A spokesperson said, advised about the current government guidance. That's proper British jargon for
told they were dipshits.
Set them straight.
Set these dumb and straight.
I mean, if it was,
so they could have a dumb party.
An investigation is underway with a view to reporting the individuals involved for summons following a COVID breach.
Yeah, send them to Hotspot Island. We've said this all along. Richard Branson, if you don't get on this, Elon Musk, do it. This feels like a Musk idea, does it not?
Elon Musk, you want to save the world.
Go buy an island and send...
and then let's send everyone who doesn't believe in masks, everyone who doesn't believe in... everyone who believes in the Jewish laser. You can say the Jewish laser doesn't reach this island.
That's right. Send them all down there.
Send them all down there and say you don't have to wear a mask. You can mix with whoever you want.
No hospitals. It's a hoax, guys. Get on down there. Have fun.
We'll introduce...
spring break all the time.
And then anytime someone is dumb enough to want to travel with
you, don't hand them a subpoena. You hand them a plane ticket.
There you go.
Hop on down.
We're not going to pay for you in prison. You get to go to Hotspot Island.
It's fun the whole time. Drink up bars. Swim up bars.
You got to make it seem fun for dumb people. Make it like stupid flypaper.
Yeah.
Or an idiot zapper.
Uh-huh.
It will attract fools who are sick of locking down already. Get your freak on. Your freak on.
You may die, but you're going to die doing something you love.
Or maybe you won't die. Yeah. Who knows? There's no maybe only one we're way to
wrong.
Find out.
Maybe we're wrong.
But you're not allowed to leave, and there are no hospitals, nor are there treatments. Hotspot Island.
You take the risk, but it's a huge payoff if it goes.
Internet models.
Parties.
No masks.
Total freedom.
Go have the time of your life down there. Your short little life.
You don't have to watch the news where all the COVID is being talked about.
And we may throw a few people with COVID down in there just to
see what happens.
But maybe we won't.
It's Hotspot Island.
Check it out. Under current lockdown restrictions in England, people should only leave the house for essential trips such as work, medical reasons, exercise, food shopping, and huge neighborhood parties.
And watching Chelsea whip Man U, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
You know.
Essential trips.
As a huge result, the tightened rules, which came into place amid growing coronavirus cases, police powers have increased to allow.
Yeah, you should allow them. Fines. Like, police aren't allowed to carry guns in England, I don't think.
Which, can you call a party with just your friends and family a party? I don't.
It's more of like a gathering or a wake.
If you're the Octomom, then you have a lot of people in the party.
But then, like, you don't know people in your own immediate family if you're the Octomom.
Otherwise, just have a party with the people in your house is what they're saying.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to tell you how the incident came to light right after this. Stay with us.
We talk about this all the time on Sklarbro Country, the Virus Edition. Our show is about building community. One of the things the pandemic has taken away from us is our community. And we want to find ways for us to connect live in real time. And we've got one. It's so cool. The Stereo app, it's free. You download it. You follow Randy or me or both of us. Please follow both of us. And then come join us every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time or Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific time. And it's like an old school radio show. Randy and I start a conversation. You guys pop in with voice memos and derail us. We answer you in real time. We get into real issues, things that we can't cover on the show, postscripts to things that have happened in the show. It's a hang. You got people from all over the world coming together. And we are, as a community, coming together and finding that live. It's unlike any other performance we do. Am I right, Rand?
Yeah, it's kind of like the meet and greets we used to do after live stand-up shows, which I miss so much, that interaction, mixed with kind of the meet and greet that we do when we do the podcast on Zoom. It's like we get to listen to you guys, hear what you have to say, connect you with each other. It's so much fun. Get the Stereo app. It's free from your app store, or go to stereo.com/Randy Sklar. Follow me, stereo.com/Jason Sklar. Follow Jay. If we ever post up a link, click through that link and just join the discussion. It is, again, very interactive, very fun. Join the discussion, join the after party. Mondays at 3 p.m. West Coast time, Wednesdays, 3 p.m. West Coast time. Get that free Stereo app. Join the party. Can't wait to have you.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. I want to mention, as we do always at the top of this break, live down People Town, February 27th, Saturday night, 6:30 p.m.
Jack Black.
Jack Black and Open Mic Eagle, 6:30 West Coast time. Go to eventbrite.com. Look up Live Down People Town. Get your tickets. That is going to sell out. Then we're doing stand-up on March 20th. Go to eventbrite.com. Click on that link. We haven't done stand-up in a year on Nowhere Comedy.
We've got great guests on the show doing stand-up with us.
New bits, awesome. New stuff. It's going to be a blast. Maybe we'll do a Q&A with you guys. We'll figure that out. But it's going to be super fun. March 20th, I believe, is the Saturday.
Correct.
So get that. Look up Sklar Brothers stand-up comedy live Dumb People Town and live Dumb People Town. We'll see you there. Then download the free Stereo app and join us for our conversations. This is so much fun.
We do this show Mondays and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, a live conversation, Sklar Country, the Virus Edition, breakout down amazing. Like,
if there's anything, like, if people know the people from this British party, hop on and tell us who they were. If Sarah Dunn has a cousin whose uncle is sisters with the brother of the uncle of someone who threw
tell us about it.
We get to hear your voices. We get to respond directly to you, to your questions. It's so much fun
in real time. So we're doing that Mondays and Wednesdays on this show, and then we're doing Dumb People Town on Tuesdays at 4
with Daniel Van Kirk, and then Friday, Sports Talk Friday, 3 p.m. we're doing a View from the Cheap Seats. So download the free Stereo app.
It's all in an effort to give you as much content as we can to help you get through this pandemic.
Follow the two of us and we'll do it. All right. So now this
incident, where we were, these people said, we don't know about the pandemic because we don't read the news. That's why we had a party.
Right. But we know that the pandemic is being
Here's how the incident came to light, though. After Hampshire Constable Larry tweeted about the party on Saturday alongside the hashtag there are no words and hashtag police control room.
We got a few words for you.
I got a few words. How about stupid?
Irresponsible.
How about dangerous?
How about selfish?
Dipshittery.
Death wishish.
Idiotic. murderous,
short-sighted,
entitled.
That's a few words.
We just came up with a bunch of words for this dumb party that these Brits threw.
I don't like when people say I've got no words.
Yeah.
Because we just gave you a bunch.
We just gave you a bunch.
Since March, almost 32,000 fines. 32,000 fines have been distributed for breaches of the coronavirus guidelines.
And you know what? All that money is going to the London Eye. Did you know that?
Is it really?
No, I just made that
up.
That'd
be great. Fines can be up to £200. Large parties, however, can accrue much larger fines, with some organizers reportedly being
fined. Yeah, you should be fined £10,000. That's a lot of money.
Fine them up the wazoo.
That's all you can do, England.
Unless you want to inject them and ship them down to Hotspot Island.
Hotspot Island. Take them down there.
It's funny that this happened in England, because this feels like a distinctly American and Trumpian value system on display, doesn't it?
I get what I want, when I want, all the time, no matter the consequences or the situation in the world. I'm going to throw this party no matter what.
It's like the kid who's throwing a tantrum at someone's funeral because he can't have candy in that moment.
It's embarrassing. It's like the most blind spotty thing ever.
And there's no way this could have been a great party either. It's not like the streets was playing at this party. It's not like they had the greatest people from England. It's not like everyone from Game of Thrones was hanging out at this party. It's a dumb party.
Yeah.
It's not even a great party is what we're saying.
Basingstoke doesn't throw great parties.
So you're going to go down.
I hope this was worth it. I really hope this was worth it.
You can either die or you're definitely getting fined. Also, you can go to an average party.
Yeah.
Think about that. England, you should be better than this.
You are better than this. And we are not any better than this because our time is up. Guys, the women's shirt is alive and strong.
Alive and kicking.
My female shirt game is tight.
There you go.
Even though the shirt itself is not tight. I'm a woman's large, guys, and I'm not afraid to admit it. That is the show. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. We got the jokes.
Yeah, but this is not a hoax.
And we will see you tomorrow.
A podcast network.